Hello Audio Boo, it's Ian McKendrick. I'm sitting here with a Mr. Andy Cummins of CJV Digital, a digital brochure company. Andy, tell me all about digital brochures. What are they?
Well, digital brochures in many people's eyes are an enhanced version of a PDF. Many people think that a PDF is a digital brochure, but it's about taking the digital brochure principle a step further and converting PDFs into an on-screen, turn-page, interactive brochure. So that enables many more routes to market, new calls to action over and above a traditional PDF that might sit in a website behind a form or an automated download that dumps a big file on your PC.
So you're talking about these things that people see in a website, which looks like a magazine with a little flippy corner and you click it and it turns the page for you?
Yeah, in principle. There's many digital brochure technologies out there. From the first time that anybody sees a digital brochure, they pretty much always go, wow. But there are lots of different versions of digital brochures, and there are far more wow effects when you really know what you can do with a digital brochure over and above just turning the page.
So tell me some of the things that you can do with a digital brochure then.
What differentiates us is digital brochure lead generation and marketing solutions. If we were talking about a car, I would say that CJV's pay-per-viewer technology is the Rolls-Royce of digital brochures. But if you've got a digital brochure and you park it in your website, that's a bit like parking a car in a garage. If you don't put any petrol in it and you don't take it out for a drive, then you've just got a car. And that applies for digital brochures that don't have digital brochure marketing solutions. And a real good example of that might be if a business was maybe advertising in the local evening newspaper. What sort of time does somebody read the evening newspaper?
Or 6-7 o'clock at night.
When your business is
shut. Yeah.
Okay. Calls to action within advertising usually say, call this number or visit this website. Who's going to visit your website? No idea. Because they'll go in, they'll have a look around, they'll come out. Who's going to ring you at 7 o'clock tonight when your business is shut? No idea. They'll probably ring tomorrow, or you'll hope that they ring tomorrow. But if there was another call to action in there, brochures by text is the ability for the reader, be it online, offline, the prospect, wherever they're seeing your marketing, to send a text that contains your email address, which automatically delivers the on-screen digital brochure into the prospect's inbox, and you capture the mobile phone number and email address of that prospect. So you're now open 24/7 with automated distribution of your company marketing.
So how would that work for the reader then? So they'd read an advert maybe in the Cambridge Evening News, for example, and it'd say, how would they get your digital brochure? What would the call to action be?
The call to action, a real good example, if somebody wanted to get a copy of our own brochure, they could text WOW and their email address to 61211. So using their mobile, which they're carrying around with them all the time, whether they hear that on the radio or they're sitting in front of a PC or they're looking at advertising collateral.
Or see it on the side of a van.
Yep, exactly. Good idea. To be able to text WOW and your email address to 61211. And what would happen within about 30 seconds or so, they would have a copy of our 24-page brochure delivered into their inbox without freezing up their PC with a large document download, so they can turn the page, that little clicky corner thing, and watch our videos within the publication. But we would have captured the mobile phone number and the email address of somebody that is sitting in the car park reading the Cambridge Evening News while they're waiting for the wife to come back from the shopping, or whatever it might be.
Well, it all sounds sort of like incredibly technical. What do I need to do to get one of these things started up? Sounds like I've got to be a rocket scientist.
Well, that's part and parcel of what we do. It is easier to do than it is to say, to be frank. Most businesses who've already got a company brochure or marketing collateral of some sort, we convert that into the digital content. So the content is already written for many businesses. Those that haven't got a company brochure because of the expense, maybe turnover of their collateral, the prices change, the content's out of date, so you know, a number of businesses don't bother for that reason, but the digital version means you can have an always current content brochure. So low cost, never out of date, unlimited distribution. We take care of that part of it, so we can write content if people don't already have it. And if they have got it, then we allocate some clever stuff behind the scenes to handle the inbound text and distribute the content.
Wow. All right. Okay, so Andy, where can I go and find out more?
Good question. If you've got your mobile handy, text WOW and your email address to 61211 to discover brochures by text.
And if you're outside the UK?
The same thing applies. There is a long code for the non-UK text masters. It depends where you're advertising, really. Most of our advertising online outside of the UK is actually online in various websites, where we have a button called Brochures by Email, which enables somebody to click a button instead of downloading the PDF. Our video brochure is automatically distributed into the prospect's email inbox without a big document download.
So it's just a link through to it to the...
Yes, a little bit cleverer than that, but in principle, you would have the content within 30 seconds to a minute, and we would capture the email address of overseas clients.
And where's your web address?
Well, easy enough, www.cjvdigital.com or cjvdigital.tv, where there is a suite of introductory videos.
Brilliant. All right then, Andy, that's absolutely excellent. Thanks ever so much for sharing that with us.
Thanks, Ian.
Audioboo, over and out.